Novartis CAR-T cancer therapy wins expert support for FDA approval. Novartis' groundbreaking CAR-T cancer therapy is one step closer to reaching patients. A panel of outside experts convened by the FDA voted 10-0 Wednesday to recommend the approval of Novartis CAR-T therapy called CTL-019 for the treatment of children and young adults with advanced leukemia. The vote marks a pivotal milestone for this class of experimental treatment. The FDA is expected to make a final decision on approval by October the 3rd. "I think this is the most exciting thing I've seen in my lifetime," said Dr. Tim Kribe, an oncologist with Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, and an expert who weighed in on the CTL-019 at Wednesday's FDA panel. CTL-019 is a customized treatment made by harvesting patients' white blood cells and rewiring them to home in on tumors. It's the first CAR-T therapy to come before the FDA, leading a pack of novel treatments that promise to change the standard of care for certain aggressive blood cancers. The FDA is also reviewing a CAR-T from Kite Pharma for the treatment of adults with advanced and aggressive lymphoma. An approval decision for the Kite CAR-T is expected on November the 29th. Wednesday's FDA advisory panel took no issue with CTL-019's positive effects on patients with acute lymphoblastic leukemia that has persisted despite prior treatment. In a clinical trial, the treatment left 83% of participants cancer-free after 3 months, results the independent experts hailed as a major advance for patients with few other options. On the safety side, the panelists delved into the possible risk of injecting genetically modified cells into patients, including the potential for deadly viral infection, brain toxicity, and, paradoxically, the growth of new tumors brought about by CAR-T cells years after treatment. Novartis has promised to keep tabs on patient safety for up to 15 years after they received CTL-019, and panelists said none of the treatment's potential risks should stand in the way of FDA approval. "I don't think any of these considerations would be showstopper for the outstanding clinical trials that have been obtained to date," said Dr. Larry Kwok, an oncologist at City of Hope National Medical Cancer in California. "Unlike well-understood pills and commonly injected biotech drugs, CAR-T presents a radical new paradigm for the FDA. Each dose is custom-tailored for an individual patient, requiring a complex process in which human cells must be safely ferried across the country, reliably augmented, and soundly returned. Novartis believes it's up to the task. If CTL-019 is approved, the Swiss pharmaceutical giant plans to dole it out from about 30 pre-approved sites, each trained in the multi-step process of harvesting cells, handling the product, and treating patients for the feverish and often life-threatening immune response that usually accompanies CAR-T therapy. What remains unclear is just how lucrative a business opportunity CTL-019 presents. There are about 3,100 new cases of all ALL each year. Roughly 70% can be pushed into remission by standard therapy. That could leave just a few hundred patients who might be eligible for Novartis therapy, casting doubts on whether the company can get an outsized return on what will be a substantial manufacturing investment. But CAR-T's potential goes far beyond the leukemia. Novartis is developing CTL-019 for use in lymphoma, and its pipeline includes other CAR-T therapies targeting an array of blood cancers. Kite is similarly ambitious with this work on CAR-T, and so too is Juno Therapeutics. Each is hoping to build an expensive business by hotwiring white blood cells to treat cancer. And Wednesday's victory for Novartis, however incremental, boiled the whole CAR-T field. "Today is not about business or composition," Kite CEO Dr. Ari Beldegram wrote in a blog post before the vote. "Today we're not rivals. Today is about advancing an exciting technology that has the potential to transform cancer treatment."